Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Bacon is here, too. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 13 years. Later this year, we'll celebrate that. He's the founder of the Mackinac Kite Company. This is a man who made a living selling kites 12 months out of the year, folks. How about that? And he wasn't out in the middle of the desert where the wind blows all the time either. And a man like that knows. I want to listen to that retail expert, and that's what he is. He's one of our top retail experts in the Brain Trust, and the author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. And he's our good friend, Bob Negan. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always good to be here, of course.
And Whiz Bang Training is the new company, right?
Yes, so Whiz Bang Retail Training is our, well, it's not new anymore. We've been doing this for almost 17 years.
Yep.
I sold my share of the Mackinac Kite Company after 19 years to my brother Steve. So Whiz Bang Retail Training.
There you go. That's the new one. So Bob, a lot of small business owners who might scratch their head a little bit if we said to them, hey, what's in it for you? And here all these years we thought – Our lot in life was to feed and favor our business, right? Whatever our business needs. Yeah, I'd like to have a new pair of shoes, but my business needs a new computer, so there go the shoes. I'd like to have a vacation, but my employees need a raise, so there goes the vacation. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely backwards. That's absolutely backwards. I believe passionately that you start a business and you grow a business for freedom, not to work more, but to work less. And this came up.
You don't mean that out of the box. We all know that until you get your business established, what you just said is not how it works.
It's not how it works, but entrepreneurs still do it wrong. Everybody contends, or people think that I have to work. And Jim, you and I both know that being a small business person is a lot of work.
Yeah.
But what starts to happen is people don't rest like they should. They don't take time off. They burn out. And then rather than their business being joyful and fun and a place to be creative, their business becomes a burden. And rather than their business serving them, they serve their business, and everything that they got into it for doesn't happen for them.
Is it because we don't know how being so all in the early days, which I know all about, and you know all about?
Yep.
Is it that we don't know how to make the transition when the business starts gaining some critical mass, finding some success? You've got a little team there that can help you out. We don't know how to turn loose and finally say, I think I'm gonna ease up the grip a little bit.
No, I don't think that's what happened.
Oh, okay.
I think that's part of what happened. I think what happened is because you're working hard and because you're smart, you start to see opportunities, and because you see opportunities, you take them right in the beginning.
Right.
If there's a dollar out there. You know, I was famous. I never said no to anybody.
I know. I know. That's the hardest part.
So I'm in a mastermind with a bunch of really smart people. And one of them has a serial entrepreneur. And he said this. He said, Bob, in the beginning of a business, the more you do, the more you think. I mean, the more you make. The more you do, the more you make. But there comes a time in your business where the more you think, the more you make.
Mm-hmm.
And since you can't think and do at the same time, the trick to make more is to do less.
And that's what I was talking about the transition. What you just described to me is a transition. And this is where, Bob, I come back to my soapbox, and my audience is rolling their eyes right now because they know I'm going to talk to them about being the CEO of their company. What you just described is transitioning from being the manager of your business to the CEO of your business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I joined a program several years ago called Strategic Coach, but it's run by Dan Sullivan. And the reason that I joined Strategic Coach is, there was a couple of reasons. One is several very successful people I know, swore by it, But the thing that got me was their internal statistics. Now, internal statistics always, you got to take with a grain of salt. But the internal statistics said that when people went by the end of their third year at Strategic Coach, they doubled their profits and were averaging 150 days a year off. 150 days. He calls them free days.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's that whole, when you get out of your business and you think about your business and you rest and you have the energy to be creative, when you become the entrepreneur, not the manager, that's when you start, your success really starts to accelerate. And I made a video about this for our community, and it just really resonated, was we had built our business the right way. So when somebody was sick, we were able to just really just pull ourselves out of the business. We weren't there.
Yeah.
But our team picked up the slack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we built it the right way.
Yeah. That's all because you hired good people, you gave them responsibility and authority, you delegated, and you fired yourself from jobs you didn't have to do anymore and promoted yourself to jobs nobody else could do.
That's exactly right.
And the big payoff is time off.
That's exactly right. So I'll share something else that's very interesting.
Hold on to that thought, Bob. We're going to come back. I got to take a quick break. We're going to talk about this a little more when we come back. And then we're also going to talk about some opportunity for Main Street retailers this year, in my opinion, 20 after. See what Bob Negan has to say about that after these messages. Whiz bang.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.